This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks for listening. The upcoming Olympic Games, about 7 weeks away, represent a global challenge for design, architecture, and global cooperation, in addition to all the athletes. The influx of athletes and spectators demands upgraded public works, from the water and medical systems challenged by Zika virus to the roads and transportation systems serving 12 million residents in the Rio metro area. The creation of a glitzy Olympic paradise in the middle of Rio de Janeiro, a city with some of the world's most wretched poverty and famous slums or favelas, would only exacerbate Brazil's political instability. So Harvard-educated Pedro Henrique de Cristo, along with his wife and partner Caroline Shannon, founders of Plus D Design with Purpose, became part of an effort to show that along with the Olympics, design can deliver effective solutions to underserved communities. De Cristo, who spoke with us, helped transform Park City, a former 16-ton garbage dump, into a landmark urban park and center of pride for the Vidigal favela community that owns and operates it.
I consider myself, most of all, an interdisciplinary designer, in which my main scale, my background is architecture. But at all the times, what I feel like is an instrument to serve the people and to serve the city. And it's very tough because you have to make serious sacrifices in terms of finances, in terms of, like, even sometimes put yourself at dangerous situations when you're learning the context and so on. But I'm doing what I believe and what I love. And what's interesting about architecture is that it has become more irrelevant than ever, but it's more relevant to solve the problems than any time.
Right. Where did you learn to listen? At what point in the favela did you realize you had to listen and take something in, and what came out?
It was a process, you know, and I think I'm still learning to listen better to people, because when you're really obsessed about the work you do and have a lot of purpose, sometimes you can see if the work has to be done ahead of the people. But we all are driven by our perceptions, and our perceptions don't mean they're the truth. I realized that it was very arrogant that governments and, like, designers would go to cities and propose things like people that were patients. And to have the most important thing, which is a cultural transformation, you need to have the people that are going to be the object of the cultural transformation as the owners of the change, the leaders of the change.
Describe a choice that the community made for the park space that no architect would ever have made and might have provoked an argument, but for the fact that community first.
One brilliant thing that the community realized was that, look, if we just take the trash out and bring it up, people keep throwing it here, you know. So they brought new soil and they start planting urban agriculture. And what happens is that people stop throwing trash there because they were getting lettuce, they were getting tomatoes, they were getting
somebody's garden.
Exactly.
Yeah. When the Olympics comes to Rio, it's not likely that these communities will be showcased. But in many ways, they may be a more important story than what goes on in the Olympics and Brazil's attempts to hold itself together for the Games. What do you think?
I totally agree with you. I think the main reason we decided to go for the Olympics was because of its legacy to the city of Rio and to the country, right? And the big problem right now is a lot of the legacy projects have been delayed. Their quality of construction is very low. And we had this huge hope with the peacemaking police units. And when we realized that just the police was there for a long time and we had no investments in social services, in the space of the communities, in the economics, employment, income, then you have no integration. And now everybody's afraid of what's going to happen, because if you look at the other favelas, the levels of violence are rising back to, like, the beginning of the 2000s. And we are very afraid we're going to get back to the scenario of the 90s. And with the fact that the economy in the whole country is having both conjunctural and structural problems as it is, it's really a situation that we have to be aware that can go a lot worse before it gets better. And if you don't take responsibility for our problems, they're never going to get solved. Otherwise, we're going to have more segregation, more empty houses owned by billionaires, and people are going to be pushed out. And then we're going to have cities that are not for its citizens, but to the powers of the market, which is not an evil thing, but has to be tamed.
All right, Pedro, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Pedro Henrique de Cristo is designer and co-founder of Plus D, Design with Purpose. To see photos of de Cristo's work in Brazil, head over to thetakeaway.org.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.